We're talking with Sean Sweeney. He's with Trade Unions for Energy Democracy, and he is part of the panel tonight on the Green New Deal at Riverside Church. Sean, what is the union perspective on the Green New Deal?
I think it depends on which unions you ask. Energy unions, the building trades, have been publicly opposed to the Green New Deal, although the reasons why they're opposed should be taken seriously. The more progressive unions in health, public transport, public services have been generally supportive. If passing resolutions or any guide to support or any measure of support, there's an enthusiasm for the idea of a Green New Deal, yes. But it is not... There's no unity across the U.S. trade union movement on this question.
One of the ideas, of course, behind the Green New Deal is that it should be a full employment program. Seems like a lot of unions, however, are skeptical that we're really going to get full employment, particularly at living wage jobs. How can we sort of overcome that, concern that it's not going to be delivered for their workers?
I think it's very similar to the Green New Deal that was floated very briefly by Obama when he was running for president and became part of the international discussion on decarbonization and climate protection. A lot of promises, a lot of numbers. Obama and Hillary Clinton were talking about 5 million green jobs if they became president. One of them did become president, and we didn't get the 5 million green jobs. The jobs that did materialize were nearly all non-union. There are some exceptions to that, but in the renewable sector in particular, it's mostly a non-union industry, and that's a concern. So whether it's jobs or decarbonization goals, whatever it is, there's a very skeptical response normally from some unions.
Now, one of the things I know that you have been advocating for has been the concept of public ownership or democratic control or both, worker ownership of the energy system. We saw Bernie Sanders put out some material recently about that. Howie Hawkins for the Greens have done it for a while. How would you go about promoting that concept of public ownership of energy?
Well, first of all, I think we have to be clear that the alternative has failed. 20 years of mobilize the private sector, incentivize the renewable energy developers, put a price on carbon emissions. All of those policies have been pretty ineffective. In fact, they've been regressive in many respects. So first of all, we have to really put out front that decarbonization, climate protection, the goals of the Green New Deal and climate change alone are not going to be reached unless there's public ownership. So then the second question is, how do we promote it? It would be much better in terms of reaching equity goals, job creation, the speed and scale required for renewable energy deployment, and generally decarbonization of transport, buildings and industry if it was publicly owned. That's the sort of the basic message.
Now, if people want to find out more about the trade unions for energy democracy, I'm sure you got a website, but what are some of the other key campaigns or issues you are working on at the moment?
We're very involved with the struggle in the UK at the moment to take the electricity sector, the networks in particular, back into public ownership. The Labour Party has taken that position, and we're working with the unions there who are united behind that policy. In South Africa, we're defending public energy from the threat of privatization, but arguing that the public utility, which burns a lot of coal, should be reformed and restructured, but democratically but staying within the public field of public ownership.
And people, your website?
It's unionsforenergydemocracy.org or just Trade Unions for Energy Democracy. Simple search will get you there.
And this has been Sean Sweeney. So next we catch up with Matt Grattan, who's with Earth Strike. And on the student climate strike, we go from September 20th to 27th. So I understand the Earth Strike is particularly focused a little bit more on September 27th. And, what's Earth Strike about and what are some of your demands?
So Earth Strike is an autonomous member of Earth Strike International. We have demands that are slightly more radical than the international organization. We look to tie the climate crisis into capitalism and colonialism. Mm-hmm. We feel that naming the cause of the climate crisis is crucial. And we see capitalism and colonialism as the main causes of the climate crisis. We are hosting a community strike in Sunset Park. which is an area of Brooklyn that's being gentrified in a pretty harsh way. And we are organizing with a lot of frontline community groups. So
what are some of the specific demands besides replacing capitalism?
Right. So we have eight demands, actually. I'm not going to list them all, but our main ones include ending climate imperialism. So we don't want, governments and corporations to sort of colonize new lands for resource extraction. We also want to reject eco-fascism. So, for instance, in Brazil with, the Bolsonaro regime and the deforestation of the Amazon, those are things that are hazardous to human health and the climate and the environment. So,
How would you compare, say, Extinction Rebellion? Do they go far enough? They're not anti-capitalist enough? What's the niche? What's the voice that Earthstrike is trying to bring to the table that's not being heard at this moment in time?
We're trying to center the voices of radical frontline groups. So Extinction Rebellion isn't explicitly anti-capitalist, and that's something that we feel is important to name. One of my co-organizers likes to say, you've got to sort of like name Voldemort, to make a Harry Potter reference. So we feel like it's, we are going the step further to make the radical demands that other groups aren't making yet. And we see ourselves as sort of tethering, things that are happening more towards the center. And perhaps we are much farther left.
So Bernie Sanders came out recently with his climate change proposal. One thing he sort of added, at least to the Democratic debate, is the issue of public ownership of the energy system. Does Bernie go far enough on public ownership?
I'm not particularly familiar with Bernie's, plan on public ownership, but I certainly, as a citizen, and I think Earthstrike as well, agree with community ownership. In fact, that's one of our demands, is community ownership of public utilities and also of housing.
So on September 27th, Earthstrike is particularly focusing on that day. Understanding that most of our listeners are up in the Capital District, but how can people participate in Earthstrike, and even in New York City, what are some of the exciting things you hope to do on that particular day? How are you striking?
How are we striking? We're having a rally in Sunset Park during business hours, of course. And so the idea is that we start the rally in the early afternoon and formally march to a different destination as our protest at 5. So people who get off of work can join us. If people would like to get involved, you should totally take the Metro North down and strike with us.
You got a website, Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Earthstrike NYC, and you can find us on Twitter at Earth_Strike_NYC. We do have a website. It's called EarthstrikeNYC.net.
And this has been Matt Grattan with Earthstrike. This has been part one of a two-part coverage of the Green New Deal Forum down at Riverside Church by Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.